The Wrath of God, Words of Hope Daily Reflection for Wednesday, February 4, 2009. I'm David Bast. Today's reflection, written by John Brown, is based on Hosea 2, verse 3. I will strip her naked and expose her as in the day that she was born. The wrath of God ought to leave all of us more than just a little uncomfortable. It probably leaves some of us, at least, a bit confused. How is it that the God who so loved the world is also the God who threatens the total humiliation and even annihilation of some of his own people? It's easy to divide God between the two testaments, old and new, angry and loving. But that's not correct. Somehow the same God who loves with a steadfast love is also the God whose wrath burns like a fire. And Hosea forces us to see both sides. Most of the second chapter of Hosea is a promise of doom should Gomer, or Israel, continue in her adulterous and idolatrous ways. But the prophecy of God's wrath is intended to bring Israel back to her rightful lover, to God Himself. We're not meant to see God's wrath as only something that destroys, but as an expression of profound love that longs for reconciliation. Hosea's second chapter ends with a glorious vision of that reconciliation. On that day, says the Lord, you will call me my husband. For God's repentant people, His promised wrath fulfills its true purpose, reconciliation.
For more information about Words of Hope, visit woh.org.